Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
Welcome to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ken Burrow, and we're excited this morning because a relatively new friend of mine is our guest today. Her name is Prophetess Tara Knight. She is an awesome woman of God. We'll read just a little bit from her bio. I love this. Get healed for real. I like that so much. Tara was born and in Cincinnati, Ohio. Prophet Knight was saved March 17, 1987. And Prophet Knight grew up in the True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Cincinnati with her maternal grandmother. And Prophet has served under great leaders, including Apostle-elect Bishop Lyle Dukes, Pastor Deborah Dukes, 1997 to 2001, as missionary at Harvest Life Changers in Woodbridge, Virginia. She returned to Cincinnati, Ohio. Prophet Knight served under Pastor Ronald Fox, Mount Zion Apostolic Church in New Miami, Ohio, for 7 years. She relocated to Atlanta, Georgia in 2015 and became minister training under Pastor Nat Stewart at Travelers Rest House of Hope in Atlanta. So, welcome to the show. Good morning, Tara. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Brother Ken?
I'm healthy, happy, terrific. Can't complain in any way, shape, matter, or form. Blessed going in, blessed going out. But thank you for the inquiry. That's my pat answer. I've been saying that for 35 years.
Amen.
I believe in positive profession. What you say is what you get.
Yeah, you got life, not death.
That's right. Well, you know, the Bible says the power of life and death are in your tongue. So what you say is
life. Amen.
I'm trying to remember. I remember the verse, but I don't remember the address. But Jesus said that when you stand there praying, what you sayeth, you will receive. What you say. So I tell people all the time, you know, be careful what you say. You know?
Exactly.
You know, there's people who will put themselves down. And I used to be guilty of that. But my wife, she don't allow no talking like that around here. But if I even say something like, oh, that was stupid, she goes, what did you say? And she will go off on me. Tell me, you don't talk about yourself that way.
I can just imagine the prophet of TJ giving you that sad ass.
Yeah, she knows how to keep this old apostle in line, I'll tell you that.
That's a good thing. He who found it a good wife.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely have a Proverbs 31 woman. Absolutely.
Amen.
And I'm blessed by that. She's an amazing person. She's one of the most caring people I've ever met. You know,
Amen.
So, I see we have a caller called in already this morning. Caller, if you want to or say anything, after a little while, I will call up the last four digits of your phone number. If you want to say something, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. Don't say anything, but don't hang up. Hang in there. You're free to do whatever you want. This is an open program as far as that goes. So, Prophetess, tell me.
Yes.
Tell me something good. Tell me what Jesus is doing right now in your life.
Well, what the Lord laid on my heart as we're going through this paradigm shift in the universe right now. He said, before you open God's word, you must believe it. So if you're protesting, or if you're posting, or if you're speaking to what's going on in the world, you must really believe what you're saying. And that is true when it comes to God's word. And the scripture that he brought to me was James 1:21, where it says, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your heart, for it has the power to save your soul. That is powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, you may not always understand what the Bible says, but to anchor your life on a solid foundation of God's word, you need to humbly accept whatever God tells you. sometimes God ain't going to tell you what you want. You want to hear. But you have to know that he's not going to do anything to hurt you. You know, in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, he says he has a plan. He knows the plans he has for you. And, you know, in today's verse, the word accept is from the Greek word dokamai. It's a hospitality term. It means to receive like a stranger. You are to receive God's word fully into your life. That means you don't pick and choose this and plant it here. You need to get a whole understanding of what it is that God is speaking to you. That means before you even open your Bible, you tell God that you accept whatever he tells you. You agree to believe his word, whether or not you understand it. So if you look at the first part of that, in order to accept God's word, you have to take care of the filthy stuff in your life.
So that means,
let me give you an example. I'm OCD, and anybody will tell you I am a clean freak. If I can't see a corner in my house, it's spring cleaning time. So what God showed me this morning was we have a hoarder mentality. We clutter our minds with things to protect ourselves. And if you don't get rid of that clutter, you will continue to beat on your wife. You will continue to have side tricks. You will continue to smoke. You will continue to abuse your body. You will continue to cuss. You will continue to be a racist. You will be in denial that the way you think you're supposed to live is right. God created us. We didn't create God.
That's right.
So you have to get rid of the filthiness, that stuff you keep pushing under the rug, the stuff you don't want to talk about. You know that old saying, hurt people. I don't even want to hear that number. That's you pretending to be healed, and when you slip up and you punch your wife in the face, you say, well, I didn't mean it. You know, hurt people. The devil is a liar. You need to get healed for real. So I'm here to say it's time to clean house. It's time to clean it all out. Now, this doesn't mean you need to clean up your life before you come to God, because God says, come as you are. Instead, it means sin can block you from hearing from God. When you totally surrender to God, it's like when you're going up a mountain and your ears pop, you all of a sudden can hear. You've got to make faith for truth. Believing and applying God's truth to change you and make you more like Jesus. And right now in this world, Ken, we need to all be more like Jesus. In the Bible, God often compares our accepting his word to gardening. Going way back, Adam and Eve in the garden. He wants us to accept the seed he is planting in our hearts and our minds. But before the seeding and the feeding comes weeding. More cleaning. More getting the clutter out. More getting rid of the hoarder mentality. So before you meet with God, you have to take out the emotional and the spiritual garbage in your life. You know, we got the time. We got the time, because you're an hour. There's an hour difference between us. And so I called in at the time that I called, and you said, no. So it's 10:30 Eastern time. And I was like, well, okay, well, that'll give me an hour to just chill out. And you know what I found myself doing?
What?
Cleaning out my garage. I couldn't see a corner in my garage, Ken. And I can see every corner in my garage now. So I thank you for that hour. Amen. I got rid of some more garbage. Amen. I got rid of some more garbage. You can't be afraid to confess your imperfection, because it is Jesus' job for the perfecting. But you have to give it to him. You have to let go. So you have to confess, and you just have to turn away. And people say, well, you know, let me get finished doing this, and, you know, then I'll get saved. Tomorrow's not promised.
That's
there
right.
are 122,000 people that are no longer here in 60 days, 90 days?
Right.
That boggles my mind. I've never could understand how 3,000 people just die in one day.
Well, actually, it's more than but.
I mean, pandemic, you know.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I mean, that number changes every day, you know. Like yesterday it was 120,000. Today it's close to 122,000. And that boggles my mind. And I think and I pray that somebody was able to speak Jesus to them.
Yep.
So, you know, I just ask anybody who thinks they're ready. It's okay to think you're ready. Just admit to God what you've done that goes against his word. Been through acceptance, repentance, and confession, God can produce the fruit of obedience in your life.
Amen.
I'm a prime example. When I surrendered my life, when I said, I'm tired. Okay, let's go. Whatever. I'm tired. I can't do this myself no more.
Been there myself. So I understand that.
I can't do it myself. And once I realized it wasn't for me to do anyway. You know, the battle ain't yours anyway. You know, and I've been through some pretty horrific things. And, you know, when I tell people my story, they just look at me like, huh?
Say what?
You've been through all that? You know, I guess they expect me to look a certain way. So when they see my picture, they say, how old are you? And you've been through what? I said, but God.
Amen.
But God.
You know, you said earlier about husbands beating their wives. You know, that's something that's never happened in my family. Okay, first of all, I cherish my wife. Plus, the Bible tells us, gentlemen, listen up. It says to love your wives as Christ loves the church. That is
Amen.
A sacrificial love. That means she's first in everything. And I do mean
yes.
everything. And the Bible
yes.
does not say, wives, love your husbands. It's not in there. I've looked. And you know why it's not in there? Because if men love their wives like Christ loves the church, women can't help but love you back. Just like we love Christ because he loved us first. We can't help but
yes.
love him because he showed us such a great love. So there ain't going to be no wife beating around this area. As long as you follow the word of God, you wouldn't even let that thought enter your mind. So
Amen.
Here's what I say to those who are violent against women. You better get right with Jesus. This is a come to meet Jesus meeting this morning. You better get right with him now. Because let me put it this way. Has Jesus beat you lately? Has Jesus been hateful to you in any way, shape, manner, or form? Now, if we are going to be like Jesus, we have to be like Jesus. Am I making any sense, sir?
You making sense. I'm a domestic violence survivor. You making sense.
I know
sense.
You are. You know,
you making sense.
To me, I don't understand it, okay? Even when I was a young man and I had I used to have a temper, and I blamed it on my Irish roots. That's why I was born this way. That's a bunch of hooey. doesn't matter how we were born. Jesus Christ has given us the power to transform our life. In fact, the Bible says he's given us everything we need for life and godliness according to his power and his glory. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but the point of the matter is he has given us everything we need. We just have to make up our minds on, are we going to believe the Bible or are we going to believe the world? You know, it's, how do I want to say this? It is a matter of choice. You know, the Bible says, come out from among them. Don't be part of the world, you know?
Right.
Get yourself sanctified. And I'll tell you why I'm saying all this is because Jesus Christ truly is coming soon. He really is. I have spent my whole life knowing that he was coming. And over the last 55 years of my life, I have watched one prophetic thing after another happen.
Mm-hmm.
After another. Mm-hmm. In 2011, I saw... It was on live television, but the rider on the pale horse showed up in Egypt during the riots in Egypt in February 2011. I told my wife then, I said, that's death on that horse.
Mm-hmm.
I said, watch, death is going to increase. And since 2011,
mm-hmm.
oh my goodness, you know, this pandemic is making it even more true.
Every day our faith is affected
yes.
by the world by you. You know, the devil he done pulled out the big guns, the behemoth spirits and the Leviathan spirits, and you know, and he's using our own sinful natures, you know, against us. But
yes.
we have to be strong. We have to be strong, and we have to want wisdom, and we have to discern and be able to endure and ask God for grace to grow and the power to fight and win the battle. Jesus.
Come
you
on.
Know, every knee gonna bow, and every tongue is gonna confess.
You say that again.
The one way or the other, Christ is going to get the glory. Because he already won the victory on the cross.
That's right.
So one way or another, you can't hide. Ain't no rock big enough.
And believe me,
ain't no far enough in the woods that can't be found.
That's true. And most
but every knee will bow.
Amen. I have noticed in my walk that most of the true prophets and the true apostles, every one of them that I've ever met, tried to run from God. They tried to run away from that calling. But you can't run away from God. Because he never
You cannot run. You know, I got my true healing from a closed fist.
From someone abusing you.
Jesus loved me so much. He says, I need you to see what it is that I have for you. Because in everything you've been through, and everything anybody has done to you, he said you just forgave them and you just moved on. He said, you know, I've never asked God why, kid.
Uh-huh.
I just kept it moving. You know, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and God says, okay, yes, you have breast cancer. He said, this is all I'm going to tell you. No chemo. I said, oh,
wow.
Okay. No chemo. And I can sit here today and tell you that I am 4 years cancer-free. I just had my last reconstructive surgery. And I am off of all oral immunotherapy chemo drugs as of last week. God was right.
He always is.
God was right. I tell people all the time, they say your faith is just so radical. You didn't do chemo? Like, no, God said I didn't need to lose my hair to be a testimony. He said he needed me to be able to tell people that I refused chemo and still got healed. Because in that, nobody but God could have done that. God was my chemo. Christ was my chemo.
Healed for real.
Get healed for real.
Yeah, where'd you come up with that? And explain it just a little bit to us.
You know, dealing with my last marriage, and seeing the struggle of people pretending that they're healed, it's just like, come on, y'all, we got to get healed for real. You know, healing is free. Sin is real. It's free. It's real. So let's get healed for real. Stop pretending. You can't live your best life pretending to be healed. Pretending means you are a fraud. You are acting like you are okay. So you are still you're still walking around in your sinful nature. You're still living, you know, with the mentality that it's okay for you to do and say what you want to. It's okay for you to have a narcissistic attitude and treat people any old kind of way. You know? It's a choice.
That's
and
right.
Some people accept it and some people don't. You know, I do believe, you know, my situation was a test because I call myself a fixer. I tend to stay in relationships a little too long because I think I can fix you. And what I realized and what God revealed to me was job well done, because that closed fist killed me from being a fixer. I don't do projects anymore.
I hear you.
So no more projects. The pretty ass is not doing projects anymore. you gotta be fixed up, hooked up, Holy Ghost filled for real.
Yeah.
You gotta be healed for real.
Back when I met my wife, which was about 36, 37 years ago, just being transparent here, I was an alcoholic when I was a younger man. I was an alcoholic for about 25 years. So I was a little bit of a not so nice of a person. Most people who are addicted are very self-centered, and that's all they care about is themselves. And I met my wife, and I brought her over to meet my mom and dad. And my dad being the wonderful country gentleman he was, walked my wife out to, she wasn't my wife at the time, but walked her to her car, and he looked at her, he says, "You're a pretty young woman, he's got awesome children." He said, "I'm going to give you some advice." She said, "Yes, sir, what's that?" He says, "You get in that car of yours, and you drive as fast as you can, and get the heck away from that boy." And she said, "No, I can't do that." He goes, "Why not?" She says, "Because God told me he was going to be the father I've always wanted for my children. He's going to be the husband I always wanted. He's going to be a great man of God." And my dad looked at her and said, "You sure you're hearing from God?" But the point of the matter is, she did hear from God. And I'm bringing this up because you said, you know, being a fixer. Everybody believes that she fixed me, that I ended up being who I am today because she fixed me. And her and I both tell you, no, she did not. Jesus fixed me. Jesus is the one who changed me. Jesus is the one who healed me from alcoholism. Jesus is the one who put a call on my life. And I would have never thought I would be doing the things I'm doing today. Back then, I was brought up in a denomination that didn't believe in the stuff that I do today. They would have excommunicated me for what I do now, which would have been fine with me. But healed for real means getting healed for real. I am blessed to be in a healing ministry. I am blessed to be able to, you know, you joined us yesterday on our Facebook Live Healing Prayer Room. We do that every Tuesday at 9 a.m. And we've only been doing it not quite 2 months now. But you know what? Every week somebody gets healed. For real. And it has absolutely nothing to do with me or the anointed people who join me every week. It has everything to do with Jesus, because
surrendering to God and believing that what you ask, he will do.
Well, he told me, he says, as long as it's in my will, it's going to be done.
Yes.
And in Matthew 6, it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I tell people all the time, there ain't no sickness up in heaven. There's no worry in heaven. There's no stress in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. So his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
On the earth we pray. As it is in heaven.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right. And right now, God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. We're about to step in. You know, everything looks so chaotic and everything looks so desperate. And a lot of us just sit around shaking our heads going, what in the world is going on? Well, you said it earlier, you know, the devil's man knows his time is short.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there is a faceless, nameless revival coming up on this earth like none that's ever been seen before, ever. You know, it's going to make Azusa Street look like Sesame Street because the power of God is being poured out. I mean, I see it every week. I see it every day. Yeah. And I'm telling people now, if you're listening this morning and you're struggling with your walk with Jesus, you know, if you feel distant from God, guess who moved? It wasn't him. So move back. Get back. He wants every prodigal child in this world to come back to the Father now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't sit here and go, well, I've done too much. He ain't never going to let me back. You don't know what I've done. You don't know how I've sinned. You're right. I don't know. But I do know that his compassion and his mercy is still there for you to return to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're on this thread, I'm going to go ahead and say this too. If you're listening and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, listen up. Today is the day for salvation. Tomorrow's not promised. But if you come to him today, your eternity is promised. You'll spend your eternity living forever with the Son of God. And it's not that hard to do. You know, I remember I was like 12 years old when I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And I remember it like it was yesterday because I knew instantly that he had came into my heart. I knew instantly that things were going to change. Now, I also admit I didn't follow everything he told me to. If I had, I wouldn't have ended up being an alcoholic. But I was running from my future. I didn't know it at the time.
Right.
The point of the matter is simply this. The Bible says we all have fallen short. We all have sinned. Every one of us is a sinner. I don't care what title you got before your name. You've been a sinner just like I have. You know, I work real hard at trying to be holy because the Bible says be holy because he is holy. But the point I'm trying to make here is all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died on that cross, and 3 days later he rose again, and he's now at the right hand of Father God. And if you could ask him, all you have to do is ask him, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I surrender to you. Let's do things your way. And both of us, we've been there. We've been there even after we've been saved. We said, okay, well, let's do it your way because my way's not working. And you know in your heart that there's a God. Everybody knows it. Even atheists know that truly deep down in their heart, they know there is a God. No matter how they try to deny him, he's still real. So I invite you now to just say a simple prayer. Say, Jesus, if you're real, prove it to me. Come into my heart.
Try it.
He will.
He says, try me.
Yeah.
He can't take his word back, Lord. He's not man that he can lie.
That's right. And he wants you to be in the kingdom of God. He desires that. He desired it so much, he let himself be a sacrifice for our sins, even though we didn't deserve it. He did it. And I tell you what, I'm very thankful that I came to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I wouldn't be experiencing the things I'm experiencing today. You know, I'm so thankful I get to walk in the supernatural power of Christ. I am in awe each and every day. And a day go by that he doesn't just, I don't sit back and go, wow, you blew my socks off again. So basically, I guess I'm just a sockless preacher, a barefooted preacher. So
I have a prophetic word.
Come on.
Jesus. You know, I speak prophetically right now to break beneath the stress of intense struggle. Oh, yeah, out of the bush. Hi, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Domestic violence is not love. Hi, yeah, out of the bush. Breast cancer is treatable. Don't panic. Hi, yeah, out of the bush. Depression is curable. Anxiety is controllable. I bind anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. I bind anxiety right now. There are quite a few men on the line, Ken. Mm-hmm. Dealing with anger. Oh, we ask that they just reach out and speak through that anger, God, and we bind it up. We bind it up and spit it back into the depths of hell. Hallelujah. Lord, glory to God. Lord, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do not have to stay in any violent situation. There's a young girl on the line. She's a teenager. I bind up that hand that touches her. I bind that hand up right now. I cut it off at the limb. I kaya chiki obo boshta yere robos. Jesus. Lord, I put a hedge of protection around her right now, God. I put a hedge of protection around her right now, God. I put a hedge of protection right now, now. On the wall, hallelujah. Oh, I bind up suicidal idiocy. It's all going to be okay. God says, be relentless for me. Be relentless for me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, your healing Tuesday is getting ready to blow up, Brother Ken, to me. It's going to blow up.
Amen.
Jesus.
No, that's a wonderful thing about Jesus. That's a wonderful thing about, you know, getting words of knowledge and words of wisdom and prophetic words that come directly from the Holy Spirit. And I've been able to read people's mail like there's no tomorrow for many, many years. A lot of people won't run from me when they see me. Uh-oh. He gonna come up and talk to me. I don't want that to happen. But the truth of the matter is, God doesn't give words of wisdom or words of knowledge for the preacher's benefit or the pastor's benefit or the prophet or the apostle or whoever is getting... He's giving that word for your benefit. I can't tell you how many people looked at me right straight and how in the world would you know that? And I said, I didn't know it. I had no idea. I didn't know. He just told me, and
I'm not gonna remember what I said an hour from now.
You got that right. You know, other people walking through. Do you remember
what happened? I'm not gonna remember it.
Yeah, I have gone through the same thing. What did you tell me? I don't know.
Jesus.
It wasn't me telling you. It was the Holy Ghost.
I said, what?
And I have.
All I know for a fact is when I say get healed for real, that's the only thing I remember. Get healed for real.
Yeah.
Anything else I may have said. You got to take it to Christ and ask Christ, what did she say again? Because only he knows. Because, you know, he used the clay of his lips to speak unto somebody.
Tonight, I have the opportunity to speak a global fire revival mountaintop ministry.
Yes.
With our very good friend and awesome man of God, Dr. James H. Kithcart. I love him, love him. I met him 11 years ago. He spoke life to me in a prophetic way. And I'm sure he don't remember all of it. I know I don't either. I like to record him when I get a chance, but God has given me a word for this evening. And I tell you, I'm trying my best not to go there today because I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what he's giving me.
I got to wait
until tonight. But God will also confirm his word. It's 1 year ago today in my memories come up on Facebook, and the absolute exact same verse that I'm going to be talking about is what I put up 1 year ago today. I said, Lord God, look at this. I didn't remember putting that up a year ago. And three or four times during the past few days, bam, 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 that same verse keeps popping up in front of me. I said, okay, I got it. I know where we're going. And yesterday he even gave me what I call a little bit of a deeper impact on what he's going to have me talking about tonight. And he gave me some insight, and I went, whoa, that's heavy, but so true. I'm going to say it this time because I promised James I would keep it to myself. You know, Bible says let your yes be yes and your no be no. So if you promise something, you better stick to your word. But what I can say without breaking a promise is God is about to move upon this earth in such a way you're going to have to excuse my goodness. You're going to have to be an idiot to know that he's not, if you can't understand that he's real. Because the things he's about to do, nobody on earth can do. Only God can do.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a wave of fire across this country and across the world.
There it is. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what's about to happen. But he's looking for some faithful ones. You know, that's what I'll be talking about tonight, basically. But what he's doing is he's looking for faithful people who are smart enough to believe every word in the Bible, to believe every word that utters out of his mouth. And he still speaks to us today, too. So if you are a believer,
well, I can't wait.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, yes.
Well, you know, he told me well over a year ago what was coming. And to me, that seems like a long time. But the fact of truth of the matter is, you know, 1,000 days is like a year to God. What is that? 1,000 years is like a day unto God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wait with great anticipation for him to do what he's promised he's going to do. And I know he's going to do it. And I have I am so fortunate that I have prophets and apostles that are in my life who will take the time every once in a while and speak life to me. And they're all saying the same thing. That's the cool part about it. You know, what God told me.
I'm a prophet. You have gone beyond the outer court, and you are in the inner court. You have gone. You are in another realm, and the power of God is going to be so heavy on you, sis. Woo, Jesus. Jesus.
See, you're just confirming what the others have said to me, and if I was God, I would have never chose me to do anything, okay? Because I know what a mess I've been. But, you know, but I'm very thankful I'm not God. I'm very thankful he has chosen me to do the things I'm doing today. And honestly, I have a lot of fun serving God, you know? It's like yesterday's program. We had 3 healings yesterday, and a prophetic words being spoken. A woman got a job right after we prayed for her. That is fun. That is fun.
I haven't had a pain since last Tuesday. I've actually started working out again, and I'm doing a mile more each day. I'm up to 8 miles now, Ken.
Yeah, I loved your testimony yesterday, too. And today I'm loving it, too, because as soon as you said it, I got tinglies. I'm getting goosebumps on my goosebumps. I remember when you told me you got out of the hospital, I wanted to pray for you so bad. And I didn't get the chance to do it until you came into the program. And bam, he took away your pain. Glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got healed for real.
Sure did.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time very quickly.
That's the quickest, you know, pain has just gone from my body.
Yeah.
You know, and this was probably the most serious surgery that I've had. It was the last and the most serious. They sent me home with the highest dosage of Vilodin. And until I called in and you guys prayed, I flushed it down the toilet. I was like, ooh, I don't even need this no more.
Yeah.
You know, you get into a habit where you take something like every 4 hours and you get into a habit, and I found myself reaching for the medication bottle, and I was like, well, wait a minute. I ain't in no pain.
There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we are quickly running out of time. I do want to give this person who's been online with us from the beginning of the show. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 6820. I'm turning on your microphone. If you have any comments, anything you want to say, feel free to do so. And if you don't, that's okay too. Just sit there in silence, and I'll turn your microphone off here in about 10 seconds. So if you have anything, go ahead.
Hello, this is Deborah.
Well, Deborah! Hi, Deborah.
I have really, really been blessed. I have truly, truly been blessed by her testimony, because I've got one too to share later on with her. But this has been such, oh, wow, And I agree with her. God is going to use you mightily. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I was hearing the same thing she was hearing, but stronger. I can't wait to hear what you got to say tonight. Lord Jesus, I hope I get to watch
we gonna
that.
We're going to be going crazy. We're going to be going crazy.
God's going to use you in a mighty way. I mean, I don't know you that well. I just met you, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, God is using this man. And he used to drink like I used to drink. He used to do this like I used to. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
wow. And I ran to my call, and he's, oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you all something. I'm not one of those preachers who, you know, has a sermon outline with 7 points and 7 subpoints. I'm the kind of preacher who comes in and say, okay, God, you take over. I used to tell my church years ago, I'd say, listen, I'm hearing this for the first time, too. You know? And that's the only way I want to do things is let the Holy Spirit take over. I'm not positive what's going to happen tonight. I just know he's gave me a direction to go. And I know that it is very apropos for a time such as this. I really do.
Oh, yes.
It's word for today.
Your life is not going to be the same.
Because he's been giving me a song. I've not got it through yet, but he's raising up an army, and it's going to be in these last days, and children are going to be involved in this last days army. And
you're
right. I listened to a 16-year-old boy preach last night, and I mean the fire of God was all over this boy last night. I mean,
I was 14 when God called me to preach, but I'll tell you right now, young children, older people. God is going to be using both of those like never before seen. You know, the young people, because they're innocent and they just truly believe God. They don't doubt him in any way, shape, manner, or form. And the older folks, we have the wisdom of time that we can share with other people. Well, it is. Deborah, thank you for calling in today. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to you joining in for the Global Fire Revival tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, we're down to 90 seconds. So, Prophetess, you got anything you'd like to say in closing? Go ahead.
Well, Jesus. I do believe we have touched more than even we know. In that, I ask God to just pierce their souls, settle their hearts, widen their eyes and open their ears, send a comfort and a peace of love that abounds so they can just rest in your arms and give their lives to you. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for using me as a vessel and trusting me with your message and your word. I thank you for Brother Ken, and I wait for tonight because the heavens are going to open and souls will be saved. I pray in Jesus' name because the blood still works and God is in control. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, folks, for listening. We'll be back next week. God bless you. Thank you so much, Prophetess. We're going to have to do this again.
Your view is awesome. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.